The seventh sacred secret is the principle of gender. When the Hermetists use the term gender, they're referring to masculine and feminine energies that combine to create manifestations. Gender has nothing to do with physical sexual attributes. Every person, thing, and situation has both masculine and feminine energies. A woman has inner male and female energy. Likewise with a man. It's the same male-female balance throughout life, from the tiniest atoms up to the largest mountains. Atoms have masculine and feminine energies that bond to create matter. In fact, feminine and masculine energies are always combining and catalyzing each other with resulting creations. Masculine energy sends itself outwardly into the world. Feminine energy is receptive and attracting. Outwardly projecting masculine energies are called positive, and receptive feminine energies are called negative. Now, the terms positive and negative aren't used in the usual sense of good and bad. They refer only to the direction in which energy flows, like the plus and minus signs on a battery. The principle of gender works on all three planes of correspondence, the physical, mental, and spiritual. On the mental plane, masculine energy is expressed as the conscious mind, and feminine energy is the unconscious mind. Hermetists distinguish between the me and the I within each person. Your me is a combination of your moods, mental states, habits, and body. It's your feminine energy. Your I is the being within you who can will the me to act according to its wishes, desires, and intentions. It's your masculine energy. Many identify only with their me state. They feel victimized and constricted by the me's vacillating moods. The me isn't undesirable, though. In fact, it has creative energy force within it. However, the me needs to be balanced with the I, the male and the female together, to use the creative force in consistent ways. The feminine mental principle, me energy, is receptive and generates new ideas that your masculine mental principle, I energy, puts into action. If you can detach from identifying with your me and instead identify with your I, you can then send energy and direction to the me. Your me and I will then team up to manifest the me's wonderful ideas into reality. The I is the force that makes sure that all the levers on the console are kept consistently high. Even when they slip down, the I can observe and correct this. Telepathy and other psychic phenomena can also be explained and improved through the principle of gender. Telepathy occurs when a thought is sent, which is a masculine action, by one person and then received, a feminine action, by another person. Telepathy can further be developed through practicing receptiveness, such as asking others to help you and being gracious when assistance or gifts are offered to you. Often, people who are psychically blocked and unable to see or feel angels or other psychic energies are those who are such generous givers that they rarely allow themselves to receive. This makes them unbalanced in their male energy, and so it's difficult for them to relax and become aware of the inflow of spirit. People who have competitive or high-stress jobs often get overly situated in their male energy as well. Another psychic block occurs when a person tries too hard to make a psychic vision happen. Striving is a male energy. Receptiveness, as you'll recall, is the feminine energy required to receive psychic impressions. So, too much male energy can block you from receiving spiritual messages. An imbalance of too much feminine energy is equally unhealthy, often resulting in a passive personality who merely observes life rather than having or expressing original thoughts and ideas. Balanced energy is the healthiest, both for psychic development and also for practicing divine magic. The Kybalion says, gender is in everything. Everything has its masculine and feminine principles. Gender manifests on all planes. I have masculine and feminine energy within myself, and I endeavor to keep both energies activated and balanced. To do this, I practice daily giving and receiving. I set my intentions to be divinely guided in giving and receiving on a daily basis. The more that I give, the stronger my male energies grow. The more that I receive, the stronger my feminine energies grow. As both energies are strengthened, so are my powers of divine magic. I am a powerful giver and receiver now. I balance all of my giving with receiving daily. I embrace my indwelling divine masculine and feminine spiritual energy, and I give thanks for the gifts that my balanced energies bring to me. These seven principles help to chart the territories of emotions, health, and materiality. The more that you study these principles, the more that you'll see examples of them in everyday situations. That's when Hermetics begins to make sense and become incorporated into your life. As lofty as the Kybalion's discussions sound, they really are down to earth. Hermetics shares the good news that your life can be filled with all things that are desirable, your moods and energy levels can be consistently elevated, and you have all of the means to live a creative and prosperous life. Since everything in your life is a product of your mind, you can use the tools of Hermetics to make any desired alterations. For instance, anytime you experience an upsetting situation, remember that if the negative is present, so must the positive or desirable outcome also be present. Mentally check your mental control panel on the pole governing the situation. Push the levers all the way to the top or as high as your beliefs will allow. This is a visual representation of the Hermetic law of neutralization, which says that you can use your will to decide against being pulled downward in your moods, energy, or situations. When your thoughts are elevated, you attract and manifest more desirable outcomes. Keep monitoring the poles to ensure that the levers on every area of your life stay high. This will help you to transmute undesirable situations into desirable situations without strain. And what about the angels, archangels, goddesses, ascended masters, and other spiritual helpers? As the Kybalion, my own books, and many people's experiences attest, these celestial spirits are very involved in our lives. They live on the third plane of spirit, but they interact with both the physical and the mental planes. Because they vibrate at a higher frequency than matter or mind, the angelic and ascended master realms can help to elevate us. Just by thinking about angels and divinities, your thoughts are raised to a higher frequency. You can also ask these beings to assist you in keeping the levers high on your mental control panel. In addition, the Hermetic principle of gender can help you to generate new ideas and then put them into action. This principle can help you overcome self-doubt or procrastination tendencies. Your inner feminine energy is receptive and eternally patient, which is why she sometimes appears passive and unmotivated. Like a satellite dish receiver, she's also tapped into the collective unconscious, which is the generator of wonderful new ideas, innovations, and inspirations. So your inner female is similar to a sensitive and creative artist who has wonderful ideas, but is too insecure or confused to act upon them. Your inner masculine energy loves taking action. His energy is giving and enthusiastic, which is why he sometimes feels pushy or domineering. He's all action without the inspiration. Living in either energy too much creates unhealthy imbalances. Yet imagine if your inner sensitive female artist, with all of her wonderful ideas, would work as a teammate with the inner male. It'd be like the artist and the manager, talent agent, producer working together as an unstoppably successful team. Your feminine energy receives divinely inspired ideas, which the masculine energy then acts upon. Your inner male breathes life or spirit into the body of the female's ideas. The rhythm of the masculine and feminine is natural, unless it's blocked by fear or negative experiences or judgments about one gender. One way to experience consistently balanced masculine and feminine energies is to engage in giving and receiving daily. Each day, give something like time, money, friendly words, and so on, without any attachment to receiving praise, rewards, or gratitude from the recipients. This will engage your masculine energy in a healthy way. Also, make it a daily habit to receive, to keep your feminine energy alive and awakened. Be a gracious receiver who says thank you without apology or guilt to gifts that are offered. Your inner female is quietly receptive to the whispers of divinely inspired ideas. Her teammate, the inner male, is poised to lovingly put these ideas into action. This is the inner mystical marriage that sages have always discussed. This is the spark of divine magic. You are both high priest and high priestess, wizard and sorceress. You have the power right now to effect great miracles in your life and in those around you. You are forever a divine magician, and with the help of the seven hermetic principles, may you forever enjoy the fruits of these gifts.
This has been a Hay House audio production. If you would like a free catalog of books and videos offered by Hay House, please call us at 1-800-654-5126 or visit www.hayhouse.com.